אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמר רבש, מהו יום?
We're reading selected excerpts from Rabash's article, What is Day and Night in a Work? We're in excerpt number 10. You can find the study materials on our website. You can also ask questions on cup.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
קטע מספר 10.
Let's go.
Excerpt number 10. Now we can understand what we asked about the meaning of the verse, and God called the night day. Sorry, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The meaning is, as Bala Sulam says, that as we see that one day is actually the connection of day and night. Likewise, it is impossible to have light without darkness. That is, the Creator has given us darkness so that through it the light will appear, which is called, and God called. That is, the Creator has arranged for us the order of the work to be in this way. Although we must believe that it could have been otherwise, since He is Almighty, so why did He arrange for us specifically this order? We must say about this that we have no attainment in the Creator to understand His thoughts. Rather, everything we learn is only by way of, by your actions, we know you. In other words, by looking at the works of the Creator after He has created them, then we begin to speak. But to say that He could have done things differently, our sages said about this, one must not ask what is above and what is below. We'll read it again, excerpt number 10. Now we can understand what we asked about the meaning of the verse, and God called the light day, and to the darkness He called night. The meaning is, as Bala Sulam says, that as we see that one day is actually the connection of day and night. Likewise, it is impossible to have light without darkness. That is, the Creator has given us darkness so that through it the light will be revealed, which is called, and God called. That is, the Creator has arranged for us the order of the work to be in this way. Although we must believe that it could have been different, since He is Almighty, so why did He arrange for us specifically this order? We must say about this that we have no attainment in the Creator so as to understand His thoughts. Rather, everything we learn is only by way of, by your actions, we know you. In other words, by looking at the works of the Creator after He has created them, then we begin to speak. But to say that He could have done things differently, our sages said about this, one must not ask what is above and what is below.
Yes, we can ask only out of it being before us. And out of our imagination, our fantasy, we can't. Why not, if our fantasies also come from the Creator? This we will know later, because we're not capable of understanding this. This comes to us from the higher up igulim, the circles, that perception. Later, when we reveal that too, to the depths of creation, but for the time being, we won't understand, and that's why it's prohibited to ask. Prohibited in the wisdom of Kabbalah does not speak of a prohibition of something that you're not allowed to, but rather what is impossible. Prohibited is impossible, meaning that you cannot comprehend it right now, and therefore it's prohibited. Otherwise, there's no unpermissible matter. There are no questions, right? Nice. So let's continue onwards.
Continuing to excerpt number 11. From Rabash, what are day and night in a work? Accordingly, we can interpret what is written in the Haggadah, a day approaches that is neither day nor night. This refers to the end of correction, when there is a day that does not consist of day and night, but rather it is a day in and out of itself. This is done by Exalted One, make known, for yours is the day, yours is also the night. It is so because at the end of correction, it will be known to all that yours is the day, yours is also the night. That is, since his will is to do good to his creations, and good means day, so how can it be said that the Creator gives darkness? It is against his purpose. However, the darkness too, meaning the night, is regarded as day, even though the person feels cessations in the Vekud of the Creator, which are called darkness and night. But at the end of correction, when it is known that he has given the darkness as well, this is certainly light as well. The proof of it is that then the sins become as merits. Thus, at that time, we know that yours is the day, yours is also the night, since both belong to you, meaning that both are you, meaning the Creator has given both as day. Conversely, before the end of the work, it is impossible to attribute the cessations that a person has in the Vekut of the Creator to the Creator, that he has sent him this, since this contradicts the purpose of creation. This is the meaning of the words, the darkness of the night will shine as the light of the day. That is, since the sins have then become to him as merits, everything becomes day.
Now for the time being, we have it's what's prohibited and what's permissible, not allowed, what is kosher, qualified, day and night, good and bad. This is for the time being until we correct our vessels. But when we know through the correction of our kelim how to relate correctly to everything, then there's no prohibition. There's no evil and good, but rather everything is good because I know how to relate to everything in the correct manner in order to reveal the Creator to all the created beings. And that's why we come to a state in which there's only day and there is no night. Hence, this is what we need to yearn for.
Latin 6.
Hola, Rab, buen día. Pregunta. Cuanto mayor es la oscuridad, mayor es el grado de corrección.
If the darkness is greater, then the degree of connection is also greater?
Yes, of course. Yes. But it's relative to the extent in which we understand the darkness. If you turn off the light, and next to you there will be a child, he'll think, what darkness, what? And you know that it's not darkness, it's not too bad, it's, you can turn on the light at any given moment, you go out to another room and so on. Meaning relatively, darkness and light is relative to the development of a person.
Buongiorno, Rob.
Buongiorno.
What are those sins that become merits?
Chataim shehofchim lezchuyot.
Ze chataim.
They are the sins that you thought evil of, you spoke evil of, you did evil. Meaning all your egotistical actions that you recognize your ego in and corrected them to the good, then those transgressions that you've done now are now transferred to becoming merits. Inverted. Therefore, now as we are all from the will to receive and therefore it can't be that we will do something good, it's impossible. but rather only bad. And slowly, slowly, as we correct our evil, then all the bad in us becomes good. That's why anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. And we measure a person not according to the bad that's in him, but rather how much he has done and how much of that bad he's inverted to the good. That's how it is. Okay?
Kiev. Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот я раскрываю, что что бы я ни делал, нет хороших как бы вариантов. Все это только злом как бы каким-то обращается. Что значит, что это можно...
Yes, dear teacher, I discovered that whatever I do, there are no good options open to me. Everything is bad. So what does it mean to turn it into good?
It's written, go to the craftsman who made me. If you discover the evil, then very quickly go to the creator and ask him to correct it to the good. You have no other possibility of doing this alone. But you can turn to the Creator if you turn through the society. There are many people that are crying and screaming and asking from the Creator, but he doesn't hear. He only hears what goes through the system of 10 connected as one. That's it.
Немножко не понимаю, честно говоря, о чем просить. То есть,
in truth, I don't really understand what to ask.
Then it's a sign that you have yet to discover the evil in you. It's a sign that you're still revealing the egoistically evil that is bothering you, enjoying you, your ego. Understand? Therefore, you have nothing to turn to the Creator for and to ask of Him. You're right.
Я могу просить о том, чтобы выйти из него. То есть вообще как бы с ним.
I can ask to escape it, meaning.
Why is לך לצאת מהרע?
I don't want to.
Why would you want to emerge out of the evil?
Ну ну да, но понятно, чтобы не чувствовать его.
Well, clearly, in order to not feel it.
You want to feel better, in short. That's why you want to come out of the bad. Why should I feel the bad? It's better to feel the good. So we need to scrutinize more. What do I really want?
Magvidji 1.
Доброе утро. Если все в этом мире зло...
Good morning. If everything's bad in the world, where do you take an example of good? How do I know that I want good? Even when you say good morning, what does that mean?
There is nothing good in our world. Everything is only bad. And if you want to see the good, you need to take your bad and invert it to the opposite, and then you'll receive the good. Only in such a way.
Zero.
That's it. Now, Tel Aviv 1.
Does the evil really change to good, or my perception of the evil changes?
It's considered the same thing, where the perception changes or that the evil inverts to good. There's no difference.
My perception and what's happening outside of me is the same?
What's outside of me? That's nonsense. Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. Please say, what does it mean to ask through the friends, through the 10?
Where you adhere to them and want to be together with them, connected in such adhesion that you can't be torn away from them, and then with them, together, you turn to the Creator. Believe me, this works.
Moscow 2. Moscow 2.
Злодеяние.
Повтори.
Что есть злодеяние? Что такое злодеяние?
What are...
כל דבר שאני
didn't get the audio.
Anything I think about myself for the benefit of myself has bad. Other than that, everything is good. Who didn't we have today yet? Help me.
Latin time. Maybe Latin 2? Latin 2, maybe?
We didn't have Latin 2, so Latin 2.
Hola, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cuál es el punto principal de que cada componente de la decena o cada amigo de la decena se relacione con esta obscuridad relativa que está ante sus ojos?
What is the main point so that every friend in the ten will relate to this darkness?
That we talk together about this thing on the ten, that we want to rise above and none of us think about himself, but rather only about the whole ten. Let's unite today, each in his ten. And each and every ten will decide that we're thinking only about our ten and how we address the Creator from the ten, from the connection between us. And you will see how all of a sudden everything gets clarified. It's a law. It's a law of nature that we're connected that way to the Creator through the ten.
Santiago.
Rab, cuando hablamos de la percepción de la realidad en la Kabbalah y de que el hombre cuando cambia sus atributos internos empieza a ver un mundo diferente.
When we talk about perception of reality in Kabbalah, when a person changes his qualities and sees a different world,
es como que uno se va a un mundo paralelo,
then to what extent does the world change when the Kabbalist changes? To what level? What does he see? A parallel world? What's going on here?
I
have several answers. I don't know exactly what your question is. Ask it again.
Repeat, please.
De que cuando hablamos de que el hombre al cambiar sus propiedades internas empieza a ver un mundo diferente, ¿qué significa realmente esto? ¿Que la persona cambia como un mundo paralelo? ¿Cambia realmente que los hechos cambian la realidad? ¿O los hechos siguen siendo igual, pero uno los ve de manera distinta, los interpreta de manera distinta? ¿O realmente el mundo cambia a un nivel material, por decirlo así?
Does the world itself change, or is the perception of the world, or it's a parallel world? What happens when a person changes his qualities?
A person's head changes only. Only our perception changes. The world is a simple world. It fills all of reality. The light fills all of reality, and there is no other forms, different forms, and there is nothing that changes. But rather, we who want to connect to the world and perceive it, we bring into the world our corrupted kilim, and relative to them, we grasp a changing reality. Outside of a person, there is a simple light that fills all of reality. We are moving to 12, yes? The last excerpt.
Right.
Please.
Excerpt number 12. Regarding the above, we should understand what is day and night in the work. Meaning that a person should know that even though he needs to feel what the darkness is, because otherwise he cannot enjoy the light, just like anything that a person wants to taste, any flavor, he has to learn one thing from another thing, as it is written, as the light excels from darkness. Just like a person cannot enjoy rest if he doesn't know what fatigue is. For this reason, a person must go through a process of ascents and descents. However, he must not be impressed by the descents. Instead, he should exert not to escape the campaign. For this reason, although during the work he must know that they are two things, at the end of the work, he sees that light and darkness are as two legs that lead a person to the goal.
Yes, mi Italia 4.
We have Italy 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Come possiamo identificare lo stato in cui non siamo più ad aderire al faraone, ma non siamo ancora nella rivelazione del
faraone? How will we identify the situation where we don't want to turn to Pharaoh anymore? On the other hand, we still can't get out of that state.
Only through the friends. That's why we were given one thing. That's the whole difference between a person who goes towards the Creator in order to reveal spirituality and a person who doesn't go towards that. That's why it's written, love your friend as yourself. That's the first stage. And then love your Lord, your God. The second stage, 2 degrees of connection to spirituality. First, build the kli, which is called the ten, and then through the kli, connect to the source of spirituality, which is the Creator. 2 stages. From Malchut, we rise to Bina, that's love your friend as yourself, and then love your Lord, your God, from Bina to Keter. There is no more than that, friends. There simply is no more than that. Belarus.
Rav, как жить и работать в этом мире, ненавидя его?
Rav, how to live and work in this world when you hate it?
Это улам?
By hating the world, we invert this world to a spiritual one.
ככה זה.
That's how it is. Okay, and we are moving to the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot.
Before we do, let's listen to a melody together.